It is the 20th of August. Good morning, you beautiful creatures. If you go down to Ballincollig Regional Park from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m. on Thursday, you are in for a big surprise. You will see hundreds, maybe even thousands of teddies having a little teddy bear's picnic.
So cute.
The event, properly titled the Children's Heritage Afternoon, is part of Ballincollig's Heritage Week. It's going to feature a teddy bear's picnic, and everybody's invited to go along, and you can help them raise some money for that. So there you go. Best of luck, gang. We're talking about your nicknames earlier on. There's a brilliant comedian. His name is Danny O'Brien. I think is he Dobbo Comedy?
That's
Instagram?
His handle on Insta, yeah.
He's been chatting about nicknames, and a nickname from a fella up the west of Ireland in Tuam in Galway.
I did a show a few years ago. I tried to find the best nickname in Ireland. One of my mates said, you need to go to the west of Ireland, Danny. Go to Tuam in Galway. Tuam is a mad place, and they're great for the nicknames. And I met a mate of mine. He's a chef down there. His name is Butch. And I met him, and I said, is it true that everyone here in Tuam has a nickname? And he goes, absolutely, man. And I said, what's your favourite? And he goes, there's too many. I said, if you had to pick one. And he said, right, let me think. And he said, it'd probably be my old fella. And I said, why? He said, my father is from a small village outside of Tuam. I'd never even heard of this place. It's called Belclare. My friend's father had won 5,000 punts at the time on a scratch card. And that had been enough money for him to move from Belclare to step it up and live in Tuam. But because he moved from a small town with a bit of money to another small town, he was resented by the locals. That resentment has followed this man his whole life into my friend's childhood and even into my friend's adulthood. And still to this day, his father is known in the village as the Fresh Prince of Belclare.
Everybody has a buddy that has an unusual nickname, and the little backstory to it. Lads have a mate called Socket.
Yeah.
Socket surname.
What?
Socket surname
is, yeah,
is Toomey. All together now?
Socket Toomey. That's brilliant.
I like Socket Toomey. From Andy. Great stuff.
I like that.
This is a legendary nickname. A fella who has a bit of a limp and he walks from side to side.
Yeah.
And his nickname is the Sniper's Nightmare. my pal's father-in-law is called Golden Balls because all his daughters are absolutely beautiful from Richie.
I have a friend called Tony. He's small. We call him Shetland Tony.
All right, 6:45 is the time. Cork's Good Times, this is Red FM. Vix VIP is coming up for you in a moment as soon as she runs back into the studio, puts her headphones on and goes, hello.
Hello.
There you go. Were you going out for donuts, were you?
No, I was actually looking for some sheets that I had earlier and I can't find them.
That's okay. Shrieks has been on to me to say, donuts is just like beer.
Oh, yeah?
It's 3 p.m. somewhere. Get them down,
hey!
Yeah.
All right,
we have your permission, sir. Thank you very much. That's all
there
we needed. Right, what's going on?
Kylie Minogue took to social media yesterday to thank fans at Electric Picnic for making it a night to remember on Sunday.
Okay.
She said, when they called it Electric Picnic, they really meant electric. I'm going to be buzzing for a while. Thank you, Ireland.
I read a couple of reviews. I think one of them might have been in the Examiner, and it said it got a bit flat in the middle, and then the ending was really, really good.
Okay.
Maybe she went into loads of songs that people didn't know or whatever. That always happens at gigs.
That does always happen, doesn't it? And people really just want to hear the songs that they know.
Hit me with the hits.
Yeah. Which is kind of what you were saying after your gig, when you did your gig up there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the only way to do it. Like,
bangers
and mash all the way.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, they were, trust me, they were mashed.
Rachel says she was, your missus was at that gig, wasn't she, Kylie?
Yeah, she loved it. She thought it was brilliant. I don't know the set list, but she did. She would have done all the old cheesy 80s and 90s songs that she released.
Yeah, you see, that's what people know. Halle Berry has praised Pierce Brosnan for basically restoring her faith in men.
Okay.
So I think they were, what was the film they were in together? It was one of the Bond films, Die Another Day, I think.
She was a Bond lady back in the day, wasn't she?
She was a Bond lady. Yeah. Now, I don't know what she was going through at the time. Maybe she was just out of a relationship or whatever, but she said that she'd be forever grateful to him for being a true gentleman both on and off the set.
Okay.
And she said she doesn't think there's a nicer human being on the planet than Pierce Brosnan. You like Pierce Brosnan.
Pierce is a legend.
She said he'll always be her favourite Bond.
I love the way that Pierce, when you're interviewing him, it depends on who's interviewing him. if he's been interviewed by someone from London, Pierce is very, very London. If it's someone from Ireland, it's it's amazing the way the accent jumps.
That's funny. Where is he from in Ireland?
Navan, yeah.
Okay.
So a little cottage up in Navan. He had, Pierce Brosnan had one of the toughest upbringings.
Did he?
Like he, I think both his parents, his dad vanished and then the mum left and he was raised by his granddad in a little cottage. And when he was really young, like 14 or 15, moved over to London and carved his own career himself.
Wow.
But like for what he became, like you can have nothing but admiration for the man.
I didn't know that.
And then to be just such a fairly decent sound head, you know.
Such a lovely guy.
And the absolute best Bond of all time.
Yeah.
Without doubt.
You always say that, yeah.
Without doubt. He has it all. He has the looks, cheese, and the poxy villains as well. The cheesy villains.
Yeah.
Jaws.
No, he's very slick. Yeah. He's very slick. This is a little bit left field, but Dr. Dre has announced that he's going to be training for the Olympics in LA in 2028. His speciality is...
smoking weed.
No, archery.
Oh, sorry.
He revealed that his Bezzy mate Snoop Dogg already has a nickname for him. Have a listen.
My son bought me this setup because I used to do this when I was in junior high school. I think I was maybe 13 or 14 years old. And he knew that, and he brought me the setup, and I started just going back and playing around and shooting, and I realized that, yeah, I'm pretty good at it. So, and the Olympics is the Olympics are here in 2028, so why not try out for it? Snoop actually called me yesterday, and he said all the guys that in his place are calling me Braveheart.
Braveheart, Dr. Yeah. Dre, now be known as Braveheart. So yeah, that's a bit fair play to him.
Oh, yeah. You can take my hip hop, but you'll never take my freedom. Yeah. He will turn up in it, you know.
Oh, he will.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sabrina Carpenter, and please, please, please. You're right, you know.
Okay.
Listening to that now is a little
cringe.
What? Little cringe.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. All the latest things.
And actually, Barry Keoghan, for the first time ever on his Instagram, shared a photo of himself and his little boy yesterday.
Yeah, he did, yeah.
So he's been back leaning into family life now, maybe to deal with the breakup or whatever. His little fella's called Brando.
Yeah.
He's as cute as a button.
He's gorgeous.
Gorgeous little fella. Obviously off the back of Marlon Brando, maybe. I don't know. Maybe
I suppose so. It's an unusual name, isn't it?
There's a bit of an actor influence there.
Brando, yeah, it must be.
Bleeding Brando.
Brando.
Aren't we Brando? 77 days to go till the US presidential election. Earlier than that, about 14 days before the little people go back to school. Sorry, kids. The clock has taken,
yeah.
And we're going to miss hanging out with you so much, and we're going to miss being completely head melted trying to come up with things to keep you entertained and off devices. And we're going to miss sitting downstairs and sitting down and having like 70 seconds of peace before someone goes, "Dad, I'm hungry."
Yeah,
I'm definitely going to miss that.
Yeah.
But anyway,
it's been fun, but you know, it can last forever, kids.
You know, thinking about it now, or you know. Maybe like 4 weeks holidays would be good.
Do you know what I think it is? I think it's a parental test.
It is, you know.
I think it's a parental test inflicted on us by the government.
Oh, wow. So if they can get over this, they can... Yeah,
they're like,
we're making them stronger.
Call yourself a parent, is
More
it?
More tolerant,
Here's
yeah.
Here's 3 months with no school. See how you get on.
Best of luck, kids. Right, what else is going on in the world? They're telling us this morning that lager brewed in space could taste out of this world.
Hang on a second, what?
Don't ask. It's one of those weird, like, page 3 stories in the Sun.
Okay.
They found that creating brews in microgravity, like conditions away from Earth, put a rocket under the whole process and could taste absolutely phenomenal if they were to start making it. Now, wait till you see. There's a big campaign for one of the big beer companies now where they're going to start making booze on the moon. So that's happening. Other news going around this morning. The Burks are at it again, apparently.
Okay.
The Burke family from up my neck of the woods.
That's right, yeah.
This is Enoch's parents and brothers and sisters. The family of former teacher Enoch Burke has clashed with an on-post van. Objecting to their post being delivered in a van that was wrapped in pride colours.
Oh, for God's sake.
So an on-post van that has rainbows on it He went out and he said he was offended by it. He didn't want this particular van dropping off his post anymore.
I'm sorry now.
And he wanted a different van.
That's
that wasn't
the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life.
That wasn't branded with Pride. So in a post on social media, the Burks have alleged that OnPost threatened to cease delivering to their home in Castlebar up in Mayo, which is fair enough. You can drop their post in next door.
Absolutely.
However, it's understood that OnPost has given the Burks the option of installing a post box so the van doesn't have to come near the house.
Brilliant.
Unfortunately for some people, they haven't moved on in the world and they're just, you know, I get it. If you're religious or whatever and you have your beliefs, that's fine. But, you know, the world's in a different place and you should probably keep your prejudices to yourself.
Yeah.
God love them when they walk into a shop and they go to buy a loaf of bread and they see Irish Pride up on the counter. What are they going to do?
Yeah, exactly.
Ah!
Oh, anyway.
Yes, more of that crack. And what else is going on in the world? Tell me about Donald Trump here. He's been at it again, is he?
You see, it's like one of those things where you love to hate him. Like, I mean, you say he's so good for radio content.
Comedy gold, man. Comedy gold.
So he's on the campaign trail at the moment and he's just been coming out with some absolute clangers. I gave you one yesterday. I can't remember what he was saying about Kamala. What was he saying yesterday?
Oh, that he was way better looking.
Oh, that's right. That
I'm way better looking, have a nicer smile.
He's like, I'm way better looking. And now he's been lashing into her laugh and her smile. Have a listen to this.
They prohibited her from laughing. I've been waiting for her to laugh because as soon as she laughs, the election's over. People say, be nice. Have you heard her laugh? That is the laugh of a crazy person. That is the laugh of a crazy person. It's a laugh of a lunatic. Have you heard?
Honestly, American politics is just it's comedy gold. I mean, these are the people that are you're putting them in charge of the country with all the nukes.
Exactly.
Wake up to Red FM Breakfast with KC.
I wake up early every morning.
Cork's good times.
Good time.
Red FM.
Dave just threw this into me. If you go down to Ballincollig Regional Park from 2 to 4pm on Thursday this week, you're in for a big surprise. They're having their teddy bear picnic. The event, properly titled the Children's Heritage Afternoon, is part of Ballincollig's Heritage Week.
Brilliant.
And will feature a teddy bear's picnic. And it's on from 2 to 4.
That's great fun.
Bring the little people along. You're going to absolutely love it.
Yep.
Quite a reaction from many parents across Cork who are also, they have like an Advent calendar countdown until little people go back to school, which I think at this time of year, after you've done maybe 7 or 8 weeks of the kids on holidays and you're trying to juggle and trying to keep them entertained and trying to keep the whole family rocking, you have a different level of appreciation for teachers.
Yeah, you do.
Because when you're throwing 30 kids into a classroom and there's one person trying to keep them entertained for 7 or 8 hours a day.
I don't know how they do it.
Yeah, you have a different appreciation. I mean, you get your few months off with pay and everything, but deservedly so when you see.
Absolutely, yeah. No, hard work.
All the messing that goes on. Casey, I picked up my 14-year-old daughter's iPad yesterday and just out of curiosity, had a look at the screen time for the last week and I nearly dropped dead with the fright. Is it an issue in your house? Are your lads on screens yet?
No, yeah, they are and they aren't. Like, we have one switch and that has parental controls on it, so that's only on for 1 hour a day.
Okay, but they're not on YouTube.
There's no YouTube in my house.
Looking
or adult.
Looking to become little YouTubers.
No, it's not allowed in my house. Not at the minute.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fairly strict in my house. I just think YouTube, you just don't know what's getting filtered in there, and they basically have the world at their feet. So that's just my opinion, and I'm aware that other people have different opinions, but that's my opinion,
Oh, God, I wish it was the same in our house, but the girls are very good. They have their time on it, but it's the Snapchatting and phones. Like, it's
their older cases.
Constant notifications of friends and little messages and everything coming in.
I've all that to come, I'm sure.
It's all down the line.
Mm-hmm.
It is true what they say when you give your kids devices, you give them access to the world, but also you give the world access to
lies the problem.
And that's what you got to watch.
Yeah.
Hey, thank God we don't spend the day staring at our phone. Over. I'm getting a Nokia. I'm going back to Snake.
I'm going back to 3210 as well.
It's Red FM Breakfast with KC. Vic is over there. This is the most Irish thing ever. I love this lady from TikTok. Have a listen.
If anybody else's parents absolutely obsessed, it's such an Irish thing. My aunt is over from America. My uncle is going to be over from Denmark. And they have a WhatsApp group dedicated to RIP.ie. And they check who's dead every morning from their old area. And today somebody died from where they actually grew up. And the first thing my mum said was, guess who's dead? And they had a game of guessing who's dead. Like, the most Irish thing ever.
Why do people record videos inside hairdryers?
Yeah, she was actually in the hairdressers. But that makes sense. What she's saying is very funny and very true.
Yeah.
Her parents are obsessed with RIP.ie.
When my mum rings me, the first thing I say to her, "Ma'am, who's dead?" It's because every single time she rings me,
it's about that.
And I never know who's passed away.
But she says there that they've set up a WhatsApp group and then they play a guessing game. One of them leaves a clue and they have to guess if it's somebody from their actual area. They have to guess who it is. Like I said, I was talking to my mum once about RIP.ie. Now, obviously, they don't get that in the UK. There is a website in the UK. I think it's called funerals.co.uk.
Okay.
But I guess the difference in Ireland is, aren't they all on the one database?
Yeah, pretty much.
So it doesn't
yeah.
matter which county you're from or which town you're from, it will all be on the one website.
And it is a very uniquely Irish thing. And it's more so on the rural radio stations where they will have the death notices. Now, and a lot of people obviously tune in. My granny, I swear on my life, when she was alive, she used to listen to the death notices on Midwest Radio every single morning.
Right.
And she'd always joke, if I didn't hear my name in it, I knew it was good to get out of bed.
Brilliant.
You know, and that was. But a buddy of mine does a breakfast show up in Midwest Radio, and he has told me many times he doesn't know when he's going to be playing music because he has the news to do at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
And then the sport, and there's a little ad break, and then the death notices come on. He said the deaths could be on for 10 minutes.
Oh, are you serious?
You could have a lot of people that tapped out and checked out.
Yeah, it's definitely more of a rural thing here, but it is RIP.ie is a very Irish thing.
So will we do the death notices? Will we introduce them into the show?
No, I'm all right, thanks.
I think it's a good thing to do.
I think we're already there.
No, I think we should do it.
Let's ask people what they think.
DEBT, the death notices. If someone owes you money this morning, I want to know who that person is.
Okay.
All right. 0868104106.
Okay.
If someone has borrowed a lawnmower off you, if someone has something belonging to you, we will do the debt DEBT notices.
Debt, is it?
Yeah. Somebody borrowed 50 quid off you at the weekend.
And we will go as far back as DVDs, don't worry.
No worries.
Absolutely.
Who owes you what, please? Yeah. Let's hear from you. 0868104106. The death has occurred of John Connor. He owes Martin Sullivan €9.
Yeah.
For a round last Friday night. Yeah. Debt will be repaid this coming Friday. That kind of thing. This is Red FM. Yeah, it is 7:36, so we're doing the debt notices this morning. If somebody owes you something, money or a PlayStation game or anything they've borrowed off you, it's time to name and shame on the radio, please. 0868104106. Well, lads, I have a long list of debtors, says somebody here. Starting with my brother, still waiting for that tenner from 12 years ago, according to Monica. You never forget it, do you?
It's always siblings, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's a bit of that coming in this morning now.
Morning, guys. I lent a lad from Mallow 1,400 quid to clear a gambling debt, and he left for London and never came back.
Oh,
sting. Ouch. So much for helping people, according to Mark.
Ouch.
Yeah, you do the right thing and you try and help someone out and you get egg in your face. Sometimes you're better off just, you don't want to discourage, people helping people out. But you also need to know, if you're giving someone money, you're going to get it back.
Yeah, and you have to have a feeling about whether you're going to get it back or not.
Yeah, this is it. Go with the gut feeling.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
My Bring It On DVD that I never got back from Lorraine 20 years ago from Rob.
Oh, lads, I lent out so many DVDs back in the day and never got them back.
Yeah.
That's just the kind of you. That's kind of the way it went, though, wasn't it? You know, you're not going to get it back if you lend a DVD to someone, even if you say to them, "Please, when you're finished, it
just drop it back." And then you forget. You forget about it until you think about it again. So to Bring It On DVD, Rob, we're hunting that one down for you. My older brother still owes me a TV. He stole mine and took it to uni with him. Still hasn't replaced it, according to Kira.
Yeah, you got to replace it. Like, you can't just go into your sister's room, steal a TV and not replace it.
Yeah, TV and knickers, two things you can't steal belonging to your sister. My husband owes me 20,000 lions.
Oh, yeah.
From Anne, who's been on to me this morning.
Absolutely.
She is the king of the queen of the early mornings. He's the king of the sleepings,
there
it says
go.
Here.
There you go.
So, you've come up with a name for the website here, have you?
I have, yeah. It's called youowme.ie.
Joking aside, I think this could work.
Really? I think it could be an actual website.
Yeah, you charge people a fiver a head to post their ads of shame, and then all those ads go viral across social media.
Yeah, it's not a bad idea.
It's up to you.
It's not a bad idea. Youowme.ie. There you go. You heard it here first, lads.
That's your debt, D-E-B-T, debt notices this morning. Let's get some money. The
1,000 euro pop quiz. With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Pala Duff, North Point Business Park, and Maham Point Retail Park. Show me
the money. Nisha, what a beautiful name, Nisha.
Thank you. Unusual.
You're the second Nisha I know. I know there's a little boy up the road that lives up next to our house, and he's a Nisha.
Yeah, is it Irish for something?
Legend.
It is Irish, so I spell it, of course, the not Irish way.
Okay.
So how do you spell your name?
N-E-I-S-H-A.
Oh, that's okay, totally different.
Yeah.
So there's two.
Yeah, like I know a boy as well spell it the Irish way, N-A-O-I-S-E. So it kind of depends, really.
Well, there you go. It is a very pretty name, I agree.
I love it.
Yeah. Now, it is very unusual.
Let's see if we can give you €1,000 here. Anything big coming up at the moment, Nisha? Anything that you need a little top up for?
Not really. Back to work next week, so could do with a lift.
Okay, before payday and end of September and everything.
Yes, exactly.
All right, I like your thinking. Okay, fly through these. If you get stuck on something, just give us a guess regardless. Say something. It might be right. It might be wrong, but at least you tried. Here we go.
Let's play in 3, 2, 1.
Nisha, what show is based on Craggy Island? What sport was Ken Doherty famous for, or still is famous for? Who is Taylor Swift's boyfriend?
Travis Kelce.
That's correct. Question number 4. Heroes and Ghosts is a song by what band?
The Cronas.
Do you know who wrote Sinead O'Connor's Nothing Compares to You?
Prince.
Question 6. What Irish singer is known for the song Galway Girl?
Ed Sheeran.
Question number 7. What kind of dog was the lead character from Marley and Me?
Labrador.
Question 8. What country did TikTok originate from? Throw a guess.
Singapore.
Question number 9. Who played the lead male role in P.S. I Love You? The fella that passed away at the beginning of the movie. Is he Scottish? I think he's Scottish.
James.
Question 10. What? Oh, James.
Nisha, that was good. That was really good, Nisha.
Man alive, Nisha.
Oh,
no,
you were close. You were close.
Something. What burnt up all your time?
TikTok
killed it. Yeah. Let's go over these. Father Ted is correct. Snooker is correct. Travis Kelce, Coronas, and Prince is correct. The Irish singer that's known for the song Galway Girl, I would have had to have accepted Mundy.
Oh.
Mundy. Because Steve Earle wrote the original Galway Girl, and Mundy made it famous over here.
So
he covered it. Now, Ed Sheeran has a song called Galway Girl, but he's not really Irish. I know he's of Irish descent, but would you call it Ed Sheeran Irish?
I would, yeah.
Why? Because he's a big old ginger head up in him.
Well, his surname is Sheeran.
His granny's Irish.
Yeah, he spent a lot of his childhood over here.
Listen, we wouldn't have fallen out over it anyway. I would have been lenient on that one.
Yeah.
China is where TikTok originated from.
Okay. I know now.
TikTok used to be an app called Musical.ly, where people mimed along to songs and then they rebranded to TikTok.
Mad,
so it's from China. And Jared Butler is the answer to number 9. Would you have known the answer to this? If we had time, in what year was Trump inaugurated? Was it 2017 or 2020?
2017?
You would have won the grand.
Oh,
next
Nisha.
Time.
You're coming back. You're coming back with us again, Nisha. That was really good.
Red FM Breakfast with KC. Good times. Red FX VIPs on Cork's Good Times. Red FM.
Okay, my headphones are broken, so I'm going to hand it over to Victoria Nichols while I sellotape my headphones together. Victoria Nichols, how are you?
Okay, I got a bit of Saoirse Ronan news. Apparently, she's seeking planning permission from Cork County Council to knock down and rebuild her seafront house in West Cork.
Ooh, where does she live in West Cork?
I have no idea. Mm-hmm. But if anyone is listening and they know, can you tell me? Because I'm really nosy.
Yeah.
So she's applied for planning permission to do all these funky things to it. Apparently, she wants it to include an orchard with Irish apples and a wildflower garden.
Oh, you're making me on cider.
So if it's the seafront down in West Cork,
mm-hmm.
Baltimore?
Oh, could be anywhere.
Could be anywhere. It's so gorgeous down there.
There's a thousand seafronts, yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody know where Saoirse is? Saoirse living next door to you?
If she is.
What's the air code?
I got a bit of a soft spot for Saoirse.
Really? Like a lady crush kind of stuff? Like leave the husband?
No.
No, okay.
I just think she's a fantastic actress.
Oh, she's superb. She is, yeah.
She's one of the greatest to ever come out of this country.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it's nice to know that she's her abode, I should say, is down in West Cork. We were talking about this earlier. Barry Keoghan shared a picture of his little son to social media yesterday. This is on the back of the rumours that Sabrina Carpenter gave him the heave-ho. Mm-hmm. Because of his partying ways. It was quite telling. I felt quite sad when I saw that yesterday because I think it's the first time he's ever posted a picture of him. And I guess it's probably on the back of that the media are carrying the story that he's been dumped.
Partying ways can lead to partying ways.
Oh.
I'm a poet and I didn't know it.
Pretty impressive, you know.
I don't know where that came from.
Me neither.
Jesus.
Don't expect that to happen again.
No.
The Scripps Danny O'Donoghue got engaged to his girlfriend, Anne Nyang. So they did this massive trek up to a mountain in Norway, and he carried in his rucksack the whole way up the mountain a bottle of champagne with two glasses, a diamond engagement ring and a bit of food.
Yeah.
And she didn't have a clue. And I think they've been together for about 4 years. And he said, it was a bit of a trek. He said he was absolutely exhausted by the time he got to the top and nervous
mm-hmm.
because she didn't have a clue and he didn't know if she was going to say yes.
Why didn't he ring or go online to engagementsherpas.ie?
Oh, yeah.
They carry all your stuff to the top of the mountain.
Come here, there's something in that.
Geez, that's two great businesses.
Oh my God.
Youomi.ie and engagementsherpas.ie.
The show's turned into Dragon's Den.
Let's go.
So congratulations to Danny. And then lastly, if I've got time,
You've got time.
Post Malone has been talking about his missus and his mother-in-law, who apparently saved him from a really dark place only a few years ago. Have a listen.
She saved your life, kind of?
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true, her and her mom.
In what way?
4 years ago, I was on a rough path.
What were you wrestling with then?
Everything. It was terrible.
You were already really successful.
Yes, sir.
So what was troubling you?
That's a good question. Just loneliness.
Wow.
You can have everything in the world.
Oh, wow. I totally get where he's coming from. I think single-handedly the best thing that's ever happened to me and ever will happen to me is the kids coming along. I mean, yeah, they're a huge amount of work and you have kind of hard days and tough days, but the joy that you get out of being with them every day. No, don't talk to me about bedtime because bedtime's a nightmare. Like, especially during the summer when all his buddies are outside playing football, all the older lads, and he wants to be... That's tough, but I think just, like, you know, having them in your life and having kids around you will does nothing but good for you.
I agree.
Yeah, 100%.
I agree, and it does prove that you can have everything in the world, success, fame, money, people, you know...
Well, you won't have any money if you have kids, that's for sure.
No, but
this is what I got when I came back from the electric picnic, okay? Putting the keys in the door...
Red FM Breakfast with KC. Wake up, get up, Cork's good times. Red FM.